But first, as the U.S. Senate tries to rework its health care bill, supporters of the Affordable Care Act are keeping the pressure on their members of Congress, particularly here in Arizona. Republicans are expected to unveil a new version of the Better Care Reconciliation Act later this week in hopes of gaining enough votes to pass a bill soon. Meanwhile, the outcry continues. Yesterday, leaders of a national advocacy group gathered in Phoenix to draw attention to how the bill would hurt Latinos. KJZZ's Will Stone covers health care and joins me. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mark.
So these comments against the Senate bill came during the end of the annual conference of the National Council of La Raza, which was held in Phoenix. What did they have to say?
That's right. The NCLR, which coincidentally just changed its name to Unidos US, was in town, and they're the largest Hispanic civil rights and advocacy organization in the country. And they were there with other patient advocacy groups like Families USA and Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego. And they're discussing what this will mean for that community in particular. The Latino population gained a lot under the Affordable Care Act. Since 2010, the uninsured rate for adults dropped from 40% to nearly 25%. And that's the largest decline of any demographic group. Also, more Latino children are insured now than ever before.
Did those numbers hold true in Arizona? Did this state see those same kind of impacts?
Very much so. In Arizona, much of that coverage comes in the form of Medicaid. About half of those enrolled in Arizona's program, nearly a million people, are Latino. 60% of children with Medicaid or kids care are Latino or Hispanic. So many of them gain coverage through the expansion of Medicaid. There's another 35,000 or so in the marketplace. And remember, the Senate bill, the Better Care Reconciliation Act, would bring sweeping cuts to that program and restructure it so the federal government's contributions are capped now. And so most experts say that would not only phase out the expansion, but it would also force the state to cut back services. I spoke with Cincy Hernandez-Cancio, who's health director for Families USA, and she says that's particularly a problem for Latinos because even though they have higher workforce participation than many groups,
they tend to work in jobs that pay little or don't have benefits, so they just don't have the same access to job-based insurance, which is what most Americans have, and so they have to find insurance in other ways. Being able to access insurance, whether it's through the marketplaces that were created or through Medicaid and Medicaid expansion in the states where that happened, was essential.
And of course, the original version of the Senate bill, the Congressional Budget Office said, would lead to about 22 million more Americans not having insurance. So there was a pretty strong, unified message that the current Republican proposals out there will not be good for this community.
And Will, these aren't the only folks in Arizona who've been outspoken against the Senate bill and trying to get the attention of our GOP senators, right?
Certainly not. It has been an almost nonstop succession of town halls and protests over the last few weeks, you know, especially as Congress was on recess. Last week, I was at a sit-in at Senator Jeff Flake's office in Phoenix with a handful of folks who have disabilities and also depend on Medicaid services. They wanted to know the senator's position and have him really take a firm stand against his party's bill. I spoke with a man named Leonard Smith, who lives in Mesa, and he says under the Republican bill, he's worried Arizona would cut the Medicaid program that pays for his caregiver.
I probably won't even be able to work because they probably won't even be able to have a caregiver come in to get me up in the mornings. Because of my significant disability, I can't care for myself. So that'd probably end up putting me back in a nursing home.
So, Will, what do we know about where Flake and McCain stand on this bill now?
We haven't heard definitively how they would vote on the bill, but recently we have been getting hints over the weekend. Senator John McCain said he thought the legislation was probably, quote, dead, and that just yesterday the Capitol Press in D.C. were reporting that Flake said he supports an amendment coming from Senator Ted Cruz called the Consumer Freedom Amendment, and that would essentially allow insurers to bypass the regulatory framework of the ACA and sell stripped-down, cheaper plans. And Flake didn't elaborate on why he felt that was a good idea, but we're still waiting for the CBO to score that amendment and some of the other changes to the bill. So we may learn more about how he feels about it soon. But just remember that he, along with people like Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, you know, they're under intense scrutiny right now. Flake is up for re-election next year, and his vote on the health care could end up being a big factor in that race.
That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Mark.